No, I'll put my comfy clothes on later. I just need to rest my head. Sorry for getting home so late, darling. It has been a day. Work was the easy part. It's the people that have been driving me bonkers. Phone calls and meetings and random interactions. Not a single one of them went smoothly. I don't know if it's something in the water or what, but it has been a time. I'll be all right. Now that I'm home, looking at you, sugar. How could I not be? I mean it. Even if you're in your jammies, total gremlin mode. Hell, I might prefer it that way. No, come on. I'm not teasing. I'm serious. You're like, I don't know. My favorite blanket or something like that. I'm not really in a state of mind to be making analogies and junk. I'm tired. What I'm saying is, coming home wouldn't feel like coming home if you weren't here. I mean, who else is going to show me silly little videos and try to harass me when I'm exhausted? Oh, I wouldn't have it any other way. Oh, yeah, I know. Gotta be careful about all that mush, or you won't know how to act. Oh, man. I had dinner already. I mean, if you could call it that. You know that little market down the road? They make a mean heat lamp pizza, I tell you. And chocolate milk? Why would I joke about something like that? I was operating off of my base instincts. It was smelling good. I was thinking about drinks and dessert. I figured chocolate milk was a solid way to meet in the middle. Nothing like crusty-ass pepperoni aftertaste washed down with ice-cold chocolate milk. Oh. I know. I'm a madman. I had to eat something, right? I didn't have any time for lunch because... I was gonna, but I got busy. It's fine. I'm fine. I lived. I mean, barely. Aren't you worried about me? Don't you want to dote on me? Take care of me? Like I said, today was not great, but I made it through. And Mama always said, there's nothing like a bad day to make sure you remember to enjoy the good. So, I tell you what, I've got an idea. Maybe I'll take a long weekend soon, and me and you, we could, I don't know, take the bike out, go find a sweet little spot in the mountains somewhere. Go on a little. A little camping trip. Yeah, well. A little TLC for you and me could do us some good, I reckon. Though, I mean, shit. We ain't gotta leave the house to enjoy each other's company. Get nice and cozy right here. No, I don't want to change clothes. I can hardly stand. I don't know. Pass out. Wake up. Realize how uncomfortable I was. Strip naked and pass out again. That's fine. That's a Tuesday night. Monday? What day is it? I don't even. No, there weren't any bad mushrooms on the pizza. Anyways, I think what you're thinking of are the good mushrooms. Ones you're talking about are the ones that taste like dirt. And if they've been sitting under a heat lamp, you're gonna become fucking subject zero for some kind of crazy zombie virus or something. No, I haven't been watching any of those stupid shows. Okay, maybe a few, but no, I don't think zombies are real. Cryptids are real. Zombies are fantasy. Get it right. Come on now. No, I count sheep, but I guess I could count little mothmen if I really tried. They're cute. They're like little fluffy critters. But they're moths. So they're not critters, they're creatures. Bugs are definitely creatures, not critters. Creepy crawlers. That's like a subgenre or something. What you got me on about? Sugar, you really wanna make me feel better about my bad day? Could you just roll over here and scratch my back a little, and I don't know, tell me a story or something about something weird or something cute or something silly. I would like that.